Hi, friends, and welcome to $10K Dollar Day. This week, we are talking about spitballs, slippery rocks, and snakes.
Sounds like the single safest episode we've ever released.
Sure is. That S was a sh instead of a s.
Let's go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 231 of 10K Dollar Day. I'm Allison Burns.
I'm Lulu Picard.
And together, we are about to spend $20,000, because it's $10,000 each, in two real places around the world, but it's all imaginary. But first, I need to give a special shout out to our new Patreon supporter, Hannah. Thank you so much for being a part of Team 10K. It really does mean the world to us when I get that email that says new Patreon supporter and then I see your name. Oh, it just fills my heart with so much joy. So if you guys want to become a supporter of 10K, check us out at 10kdollarday.com/Patreon so that we can send you a little gift and, you know, all the love that we have. So thank you, Hannah.
We actually met Hannah, because Hannah and I went to a year of college together. And when Allison, you know, broke in her passport and we went to Stockholm, Hannah came up for a day. She doesn't even live in Stockholm, and hung out with us for a day in this kind of, it is really difficult to tell everyone that this day was real because it feels kind of picture perfect.
It's true.
Like, we're talking cakes and coffee in a field around a table with children running around, and then dinner at like an old country house.
Yeah.
That I just can't even explain to you how, like, I don't know. It was like we were in a movie for a day.
I know. It's crazy.
With nothing gorgeous to do except hang out. Yeah.
And like sit on a back porch and watch children playing in the wide open fields.
And I think it was Sweden Day.
It was amazing.
It was Sweden Day. We got
Like in general. Yeah, that's right. Like, we were there on the day of the national day.
And we made them sing the national anthem in the kitchen.
Oh my gosh. It's so amazing. Oh, it was amazing.
Hannah, thank you for supporting us, for supporting us all this time. And also for bringing us down that memory lane, just seeing your name and us being able to remember that 2 years ago, we left the country.
It was only 2 years ago?
3 years ago, we left the country.
I was like, 2 years ago, no one was leaving.
Yeah, the country. I don't really know how to like even measure the time in the middle. Okay.
It's okay. Well, you know what? Let's measure our life in love and obsessions. So, Lulu, what's your current obsession this week?
You know, I love a sitcom.
Okay.
I really do love a sitcom. And I have been watching for the first time the sitcom Hot in Cleveland.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Obsessed. Listen,
interesting.
I did not watch it. I think I don't like the title. And if I don't like the title of a sitcom, I just won't watch it. But everyone has told me to try this. Oh. And it is four women over the age of 40, and Betty White turns 90 during the run of the show.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
And her timing is unbelievable. And she says that it's the happiest set she ever worked on. You can just tell that the chemistry of the four actors is so great. And they bring in TV guest stars from like all of basically Betty White's career.
Oh my God.
It's really been a great, like, decompress at the end of the night. So it's been very fun. I enjoy it. And I'm sad it got canceled, because there's not a lot of shows like that out there.
Yeah. Oh, so it's, man, great. Yeah.
What about you?
Well, my current obsession is chicken Caesar salads. And there's really no elaborate reason for it. I just have had one, I think, every day for 2 weeks straight. It's inexpensive, filling, delicious. And yeah, that's been my obsession recently.
Oh, I remember when I was keto, I used to eat those like it was going out of style.
Yeah, they're so good.
I just love that your obsession was chicken Caesar salad. I don't know why.
I know. I was like, oh, what do I'm obsessed with this week? I was like, yep, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, but it's so, you know what? I hope that once in a while we have an obsession that people are like, I could do that today. I could have a chicken Caesar salad today. Like, I could make that happen. You know what I mean? Sometimes our obsessions are so randomly unattainable. But that one is like literally that someone, even Hanna in Stockholm, could say, today, I'm going to have a chicken Caesar salad. And I might get obsessed.
Yeah, why not? Oh, that's amazing. Okay,
my wish list is, again, not real. But I wish that I could have a portable nap pod.
Okay.
That you could just carry around in your pocket. I mean, this is a magic device that you could carry around in your pocket and then it could like pop up and become a sound insulated, light insulated, but perfectly safe, but not stuffy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm wishing for a lot here, but I just kind of want like the ability to take a private nap at any time.
Yeah. No, I
no matter where you are.
We fell in love with the nap pods at Google that one time. So I feel like that's really what we're always aiming for.
Oh, nap pods always. It's all I want. It's just nap pod. What's on your wish list?
Okay. So I need a new iPhone case that has the wallet in the back. Because if you've seen the phone that I have now, I have one of those stick-on like wallet sleeves, you know?
Yeah.
But it's getting a little worn out. It's a little loosey-goosey. So a few times this week alone, when I've gone to pull my phone out of my pocket, or even it happened yesterday while I was dancing with the kids, I was teaching a dance, my phone fell out and my cards and everything go everywhere. They're just falling out. So it is inevitable. In fact, the other day I was teaching and I looked down, and I was like, what's that? And my credit card was just laying on the floor underneath my student's chair. I was like, how'd that get there? And then I realized they're just falling out. Like things are just falling out of my phone case because it's now loose. So I need a new one, but I like to keep my cards with my phone because then I never forget my cards.
Yeah, but right now your cards are not staying with your phone.
It's true. They're flying all over the place. So, you know, we'll see.
Okay. Well, the funny thing is like, that's such a problem that I thought I would have that you wouldn't have.
I know, right?
Yeah, because you normally would get that fixed right away. And I'd be like, for the past 3 weeks, my cock's been flying around.
I know. You know what? I think it's because iPhone cases are not cheap, like good ones. Because I'm pretty rough on my phone. So yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, I got to bite the bullet. I got to buy another case. Yeah, but it's time. It's time. It's also time for 10K Days.
It's a $10K dollar day. Imaginary travel and a laugh or two.
As we tell you all the crazy things we wanna do.
We buy top drawer,
but we don't really pay.
So say what's your happy and you'll be our bae.
Our magic word this week is...
Hello, my name is Rajneesh Jaiswal, although white people call me Raj. I am a doctor and writer based in New York City, and the word for the next episode is coconuts.
Coconuts, coconuts, coconuts.
Yeah. Okay, this word comes from, you guys, if you've been a longtime listener of the podcast, it's the one, it's the only, Dr. Raj. And I got to tell you, I think Dr. Raj got us the most feedback still to date of any episode we've ever done. And this was back, you guys, way before pandemic when we did guest Googler episodes where we'd have a guest on once a month. He came on, we talked about how fish aren't fish, and people just really fell in love with Dr. Raj. We also partnered with him during pandemic. Lulu helped navigate this entire realm of feeding doctors. He's a doctor in New York City. I mean, he's just one of the best people that we know. And I was so excited to get this word from him. Coconuts.
Mm-hmm. Also, he just got engaged.
He did.
Yeah.
He sent us a picture.
How cute is that? He like sent us the picture of his fiance. He was like, I'm engaged.
I know. So cute. Oh, love it. We love you, Raj. All right, Lou, coconuts, who should go first on this nutty day?
You know, on this nutty day, I say you go first.
All right, here we go. I am going to the world's largest coconut producing country. Do you know where that is?
I'm going to guess it's Thailand.
No, Indonesia.
Oh, so close.
I'm not exactly sure of the, do they say you have cities? Are they cities or are they like territories?
I think they have cities because Jakarta's there. Yeah, I think
So the city name, I'm hoping, I don't know how to pronounce this, but it's the largest city as well, like that produces coconuts. I think it's Riau or Riau. It's R-I-A-U.
Okay.
Riau? Ooh. Yeah. R-I-A-U. So, yeah, this area is the largest area of production of coconuts. They have 17.1 million tons they produce.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
That's so much.
I know, it's so much. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So that's where I want to go. I found an Airbnb and listen to this place, okay? So how they describe it is it's a whole island for your holiday paradise. It's a diver's destination and a perfect peaceful place for yoga. You pay for the whole island. So it's right off the coast of Indonesia. It's a secluded private island. And it says you get around on foot or by swimming.
What?
It's crazy. Like your own island. What? Like insane. And you have to, you get there by swimming and then you just walk. Okay, here's the thing. There's no reviews. It's beautiful pictures. I mean, it's very, it's not like luxury, right? I mean, it's nice, but it's like, it's not like a luxury five-star vacation. It's like, oh, I'm on a private island that someone built this and now they're like, I think it's a little plot of land that just happens to be an island. And they literally rent out the entire island. It says it can accommodate up to 15 people. So it's not even like a huge island. But it also kind of sounds like the beginning of a scary movie.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know? Yeah. So there's 10 beds in this villa for two nights. It is $2,625. And I chose it because everything else in that area was very affordable. And I was obviously looking to spend all the money. So that's what I got. And it's the water's beautiful. It's pristine, but it is its own island with nobody else on it. So it is a little bit scary as well. I know, but whatever. Now, because
are there caretakers?
Said, no, it's just you. I think someone must like check you in. But other than that, it's just you and the...
It's just you and the pirates.
the pirates and probably the frogs. Yeah, that's it. But it says it's a great holiday paradise and you get the entire island. So there you go. Now, I decided to rent a boat because obviously I'm surrounded by water. I felt like that would be a perfect thing to do. So I went to salio.com. They rent out all of their boats. They do have the newest vessel available, so I'm going to get that. And it says it's a beautiful area, or it's a beautiful boat with a top deck that has an eating area. It has a Bluetooth sound system. And then it also has a space that's like to sunbathe, but it also has a sunshade on one section. So if you want to get out of the sun, there's a saloon area for movie watching. So you can go underneath and watch a movie. And it comes with a well-stocked beer and drink fridge and a breakfast bar. So I'm going to start my day off with that. And this is for you, Lou. The interior of the boat is air conditioned.
There we go.
Okay. So on their website, it's priced for the week. So I took that price, which is $2,447, and divided it by 7 days because I just want it for one day. So I'm going to pay $349 for the day for this little charter vessel. Okay. After I get off my boat, I'm going to go to the best restaurant in Indonesia. That's a quote from TripAdvisor. And it's called La Fusion. And it has three money symbols. So I feel like that's pretty good. And it says the menu is a fusion, duh, of Asia and Europe.
Okay.
It's very broad.
Two complete continents.
I thought it was so funny. And then there's not a lot of other information. There's just a bunch of pictures. It looks good. It looks kind of fancy. I don't know what anything is. Like nothing I could – I couldn't even look at a picture and be like, oh, that's what that is. Like, oh, fish and chips. No, no idea. But I'm going to guess because of the three money symbols, because I'm making this an experience and because it's the best restaurant in Indonesia, I'm going to spend $300 at La Fusion.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Next. Super excited about this. You're going to hate it. I'm going to the Tana Lot. This is a place that's isolated on top of this Balinese sea crag. It's okay. A Hindu temple that said it's guarded by sea snakes.
Oh, I see. The funny thing, I was like, you said I'd hate it, but I was like, I love it. I love it.
Okay. Okay. You got so here's what happens. At low tide, you can walk up to it on foot. So I'm going to wait for low tide. Now, the outer sanctum of the temple is open to visitors, but there are holy men there that are going to receive and bless you before you go into the open part. Now, the inner temple is forbidden to any non-Balinese visitors. So I can't go in there, but I'm going to peek. Now, there are a bunch of small caves all around this temple. They are exposed by the water once the tide goes away. So when the tide's in, you don't see the caves. And then when the tide goes out, you see the caves. And it says you can explore them when the tide is out as long as you're not concerned about the snakes, real or otherwise. That's a quote.
What?
Yeah, which means that some of the snakes are probably real, but some of them are probably like
ghost snakes.
Ghost snakes. Yes. Like ghost snakes or like, you know, like spirit snakes.
What's the difference of a ghost snake and a spirit snake?
Because I feel like ghost snakes are snakes that were alive and died, and spirit snakes were never alive. They are heavenly like bodies that are like like spiritual vessels, like angel snakes.
I completely accept that definition. Okay. Correct. There is a difference between ghost snakes and spirit snakes. I withdraw my comment.
Okay. So I want to, first of all, the thing that scares me, I think, the most is the tide thing. Like one of my nightmares is drowning, right? So I feel like if I'm in this cave and I don't time it right, what happens if the water rushes in? I would be terrified. Oh, yeah. God. Okay. But I did decide that I needed snake chaps. Did you know they made snake chaps?
Like chaps you wear?
Yeah.
To protect you from sea snakes?
Yes.
I now decided that anytime I go into the ocean, I might be wearing those.
I know. So you wear them over your legs, obviously. Now, I bought the most expensive ones I could find on Google, and they were $467.26 for these snake chaps, and they go almost all the way up your leg, which are great. Total protection is what it says. But I also decided I needed steel toe boots because it's the shoes, right? If you're wearing tennis shoes, they can bite through that. So I got women's steel-toed boots for $274.95. And then I also hired a car and a driver to get me there for the day because I did read that it's better to have some sort of guide with you when you visit some of these temples. Now, I went most expensive. I went on Viator and I got the most expensive full-day driver availability, and it was $906.67. For my private driver and his little minivan. So, gonna go check out the sea snakes, gonna go explore, peek inside the temple as much as I can. I think it's gonna be an experience. Super excited about it. All right. Now I wanted to do something a little bit more coconut inspired. So I was looking for, they have so many coconut farms there and groves. I was looking for like a tour. But while I was looking for it, I stumbled across this couple, and they call themselves Mr. and Mrs. Coconut.
Oh, boy.
Well, here's what's cool, okay? They are actually not from Indonesia at all. They started a food company called Raglan Foods, and they're actually located in New Zealand. And they use a local Indonesian coconut farm to make all of their sustainable products. So they make coconut milk. They make coconut sticky buns. They make, like, you name it. It's like a bunch of food. They have sustainable development goals. Like, you would love these people. And they call themselves Mr. and Mrs. Coconut because they use coconuts in everything. Coconut cream, okay. You name it.
When you said Mr. and Mrs. Coconut,
yeah.
I pictured two people that looked like tourists from America in Hawaiian shirts and big sunglasses, like the plastic sunglasses and like the straw hat. And they were on vacation and they were like, we're Mr. and Mrs. Coconut.
Okay. Well, funnily enough, the only thing that you described incorrectly on the picture on their website is they're not wearing the sunglasses. But no other way. Than that, they definitely are a white couple with straw hats and holding coconuts. So you're not wrong. So, but what I decided was they have on their website, they have this blog about how they visit Indonesia and they go and they visit their coconut cream suppliers and they take all these amazing pictures. Well, I was like, ma'am, I want to go with them. I want them to take me on this tour. Now, the place that they actually operate out of in Indonesia, they employ over 1,000 locals, which is awesome. Like, how cool is that? And they said there are people there that can scale a coconut tree in 10 seconds. What? Like,
so I believe that because when I lived in the Philippines, we had a guy come over like twice. We had a coconut tree.
Yeah.
And he would come over to climb the tree and chop the coconuts down.
Oh, gosh. I would love to see that.
Yeah. And he like goes up. He would just like shimmy up the coconut. I remember watching him when I was a kid because it That's was amazing. So fast.
That's so freaking cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be able to do that. So I'm going to actually fly Mr. and Mrs. Coconut from New Zealand to Indonesia to be with me. That so price cool. tag, $4,912 for both of them. Okay.
Okay.
But I'm going to have them take me on the tour that they do all the time and walk me through their coconut cream suppliers and talk to all the locals because I feel like that's going to be a better experience than me just going by myself. Yeah. And so I'm going to visit the coconut farms. I'm going to taste a lot of coconut all different ways. And that brings my total to $9,896.
Woohoo! In Indonesia.
Yeah. Hey there, listeners. Shopping for books just became so much better. Online ordering convenience that helps local independent bookstores. Learn more at $10kdollarday.com/books, where you can shop our curated list from Bookshop, an online bookstore with a mission to financially support local independent bookstores. They believe bookstores are essential to a healthy culture. And hey, we at $10K Dollar Day believe that too. Where are you going?
Okay, I am going to, where am I going? Did I not write it down? Oh, like, what just happened? So tired. I'm going to Samoa.
Oh, Samoa, because Samoa cookies have coconut in them.
That's exactly why I picked Samoa.
That's amazing. That's my favorite Girl Scout cookie.
Same, my favorite Girl Scout cookie. So we've actually done Pago Pago American Samoa before. So this is a different country. Samoa is not American Samoa. And I'm going to Samoa. The whole thing, the whole place of Samoa
whole
is what
place.
I did.
I love it.
Like one city. So we're just going around. Don't worry. I rented a car from Blue Pacific Car Hire, which is a local place. I would recommend going through rentalcars.com, though, if you were not going specifically to Samoa.
Sure.
So I got a Ford Ranger truck.
Hey.
We're going to be driving around that place, $213.24.
Nice.
For the 2 days. And I'm staying at Coconuts Beach Club Resort and Spa.
Oh, that's fun.
I know. And I'm staying in an over-the-water, I think they say Fale. It's F-A-L-E. And it's basically a hut
that is cool.
Over the water. It's gorgeous. And they have, like, it's half inside, half outside, you know?
Yeah.
So your living room is open on three sides just to the water.
Oh, have you seen that new movie coming out? It may already be out with Drew Barrymore about she stays in that, like, little hut on the water. And there's, like, a tidal wave. And it takes the whole hut out into the water. And then she's in the hut as, like, a boat in the middle of the ocean. I mean, I'm laughing, but I think it's supposed to be, like, scary and sad because it's all about, like, sharks. Oh,
it is? I thought it was going to be funny.
No, I think it's, like, I think it's like a shark movie.
Well, it sounded like a Pixar film.
I know.
Like, then you get in the floating house and it ends up taking you to a magical world.
God, that's so funny. I think it's Drew Barrymore. I could be wrong.
I don't know, but I love that. I love that new Pixar. Everyone tell everyone about the new family film coming out. Take your kids. So I'm staying in an over the waterfall. It looks beautiful. It just looks breezy and gorgeous. And even the bathroom is, like, half open to the sea.
Mm.
It's just beautiful. And it's for two nights, $15.54.
Oh, okay.
It's actually less than I thought it was going to be in the middle of Samoa, but that's pretty cheap. No, it's not, but it, you know what I mean? It's not at all cheap, but okay. Then they can do a meal deal at Coconuts. So you don't even have to worry about your food for the rest of the time. And I did it. $92 a day. You get to order from the menu at the restaurant with unlimited beer and wine at lunch and dinner.
Ooh, that's fun.
Exactly. So I'm assuming with taxes, that's going to be about $140.
Okay.
And that covers me for my food.
Oh, there you go. Done.
It's done. All right. So I've got my car. I have my hotel. And it is time to go see the Alofa'aga blowholes.
Blowholes?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to read this straight from Wikipedia because I don't really understand what's happening.
Okay.
This is what Wikipedia says. In this area, lava flows have created a series of tubes.
Got it.
Connecting a flat cliff top of lava rock with the ocean.
Okay.
Waves breaking against the lower end of the lava tube send water at high pressure up through the tubes, creating fountains that spray every few seconds.
Got it.
So I think it's like geysers.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Okay. So like geysers. So, but I think several of them are in one area.
Yeah.
And in order to see them, because it is owned by one village, this area.
Mm.
So in order to enter it, you have to pay a fee to the village. And you definitely want to have a guide because the area is, says Wikipedia, unfenced and surrounded by wet, slippery rocks, which can be dangerous. Falling into one of the blowholes would be almost certainly fatal.
Oh, no. Almost certainly? Like, what are the odds here?
Yeah. It's like, please don't fall into the blowholes.
Like, so, is there a way, though? Like, is there a trick to surviving falling into a blowhole?
I think you just hope that you get pushed up by the water again, maybe.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't want to try that.
But I want to have it in the back of my head just in case, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, just in case you come across a blowhole and fall into it. Yes, I get it. So you pay a little fee to go see the blowholes. And then for another small fee, you can pay the locals to throw coconuts in the vent right before it. And then it blows the coconuts about 100 feet into the air.
Whoa, that's insane.
I know.
That's crazy.
Doesn't it kind of feel like kids in high school throwing spitballs at the ceiling?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, like something. Yeah, absolutely.
It's so funny to me.
Like that through the tubes, the straws that we would get.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. So
I'm going to pay for all the vendors to put all the coconuts in the blowholes at the same time.
Oh my God, I love it.
I'm assuming there's going to be like 10 vendors. I'm guessing.
Yeah, why not? Yeah,
sure. Right? So I'm going to buy out all of their coconuts, all of these vendors. So I'm just going to assume I can give $100 to each vendor. That covers the coconuts and labor for the day. Okay. That's $1,000. Don't worry. I'm protecting everyone. So I'm also getting all of these vendors plus me the Zenith X Air Helmet hard hat.
Oh, okay.
Because coconuts are hard.
They are. And yeah, they could do some damage.
Yeah. And we're, you know, we're going to put like 50 of them in the air. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those are $135 each. So for about 11 people, it is $1,484.45.
Nice.
Okay. And then I have to protect the crowd.
Oh, yes. How are you going to do that?
Hard hats for everyone? No. I got stanchions.
Scanchions.
Oh, like the things that say.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Gotcha. So it's not like over their head. You're keeping them back.
I'm keeping them away. So I'm going to rope off the area just a little bit.
Love it.
You know, very smart. And these scanchions.
Are they expensive?
I did get the most expensive kind. However, they're called Visiontrons. Oh. They are folding. They are yellow, bright yellow. So you can't miss them because they are safety stanchions.
Fun. Okay. I like that.
And, you know, they have the retractable belt, right, mm-hmm. that they can pull out and whatever. They are $629 each.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, though, if you're buying them for, like, a business, you only have to buy them once.
Well, and these are the much more expensive ones. The ones that I see, like, at Disney World.
Yeah.
Are about $35 to $50 each.
Oh, okay.
But still,
like, yeah, that's expensive.
Because
you
can't, money.
You don't need just one.
No, you have to have them in pairs.
Yeah.
So I got 8 because I don't know how big this area is.
Oh, that's so much.
That is $5,035.04.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I know. But I just need to protect everyone.
That's insane. Okay.
Next. I have to give myself something. Oh, to drink. That's what I'm doing. And I'm giving more gifts to the vendors. I just love these vendors so much.
That's awesome.
So do you know, there's a celebrity that is Samoan that we have mentioned on this podcast.
A celebrity that's Samoan.
Not Gordon Ramsay, but.
Who is? Oh, Jason Momoa.
Oh, actually he might. No, he's from New Zealand maybe.
Oh,
I actually don't
know.
Is
it The Rock?
I don't know where Jason Momoa is from, but it is The Rock.
Hey, yeah. That's cool.
For each vendor, you know, plus me, I'm getting a bottle of his tequila, Terramana.
Yes. I've always wanted to try that.
Oh, it's good.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
Dang.
It's also not expensive. It's $35 a bottle.
Where do you get it?
I got it at Publix Liquors.
Oh. I didn't realize. I thought it was like a special like celebrity brand you had to order from him.
No, it's more like a celebrity brand you can get anywhere.
Okay, great. That's amazing.
All right. So we've got the tequila. And apparently what I think goes well with tequila is pastries. I don't know why. And I'm going to get them from Sula's Bakery and Mini Mart, which does not have a website, but on Google, everyone says has the best desserts in Samoa, ooh, like the pineapple pie, which has coconut milk in the dough.
Perfect.
And they have layer cakes and cookies that are Samoan cookies.
I want to try that.
I did not realize how authentic the Girl Scout Samoa cookie actually was.
Yeah.
Until I realized that they for sure have cookies exactly like Samoa's in Samoa. Cool. Yeah. So I'm going to spend $50 at the bakery.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do one cultural thing. I'm going to go over to the Robert Louis Stevenson house. He's the one that wrote Jekyll and Hyde, and he wrote Treasure Island. And he loved Samoa. He has a house there and there's a big museum. It's $10 to go in. So we're going to go in and look at the stuff. It's been preserved exactly the way that it was when he lived there.
Nice.
And I've got an extra $93. So I'm going to make sure I tip the wait staff because I'm eating all my food at Coconuts. An extra $93, which brings my total to $10,000.
We've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Perfect. All right. That is what we would do with $10,000 in the coconut capital producing country of the entire universe, Riau, Indonesia. Or
the place where you can stay at a coconut, eat a coconut, and be a coconut.
Hey, but here's what we would do if we had $10,000 to give away. Have you heard of Workaway?
No.
Okay, so there's this website called workaway.info. Basically, you can go on this website, you can search different parts of the country, and when you travel, you can find places and communities where you can like donate your time, your services. So you basically get to connect with hosts that are like, hey, when you come, please help me, for instance, where I'm going on my coconut farm. So you can volunteer wherever you're going. Isn't that cool?
I love that. Yeah.
And what's cool is, so when I clicked on this, it says help a coconut farm. And so it has a host rating. There's 3 feedback reviews. They have a reply rate. So it has badges. So you can kind of see like, oh, you know, what you're kind of getting into, if it's something for you. This coconut farm, it says they're trying to prepare for the monsoon season. So you can come out and help basically go through and plant coconut trees. You can harvest with them. They said they also make different cooking things, like they use mangoes, guava, jackfruit they also do charity work with the community. They said this coconut farm is in the process of building a school and a playground, so you can help with that. But it does say we have no power, so there's no Wi-Fi, but there is a cell signal available. Like, that goes into all of this stuff. So it's a really cool like cultural exchange learning opportunity thing. So it's called Workaway. We'll have that link in our blog. Check it out. Lulu, what'd you find?
That is so cool, though.
Isn't that cool? Yeah,
and we should do that the next time we go somewhere.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I found a really cool organization that is based in Samoa called Brown Girl Woke.
Oh, that's cool.
And it is founded by some really cool women in Samoa, and they empower young girls in primary schools in rural areas of Samoa by investing in their education, aspirations, and success. And on their website, which I love this, they say, statistics show that the best way to improve the world is to invest in young women. And in return, girls reinvest 90% of the resources back into their communities.
See, it's a circle. I love it.
Yeah. And I think that's probably true. I do think that, I'm not saying that men or non-binary people don't do this, but I know that women tend to remember all the steps that got them somewhere.
Yeah.
And pull, you know what I mean? And turn back their money away. You know,
I love that.
So one of the really cool programs that you're doing right now is water tanks for Samoa. And it's literally trying to get water tanks for individual families in Samoa. And if you go to their website, which we will have on the blog, everyone, just go to 10kdollarday.com/blog. And also right here, I think in the notes in your podcast player, you can click there and you can find individual families that need the water, and they have like updates on their success stories. And you know, it's always nice when you know exactly where your money's going when you donate something. So I just thought it was such a cute, not cute, that's not the word, but like personal way to connect with charity.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And water, man, like I can't, we're so lucky that we don't have to think about
I know. I think about that all the time.
If you had to raise your kids and think about like, I hope I have enough water for them today.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know.
That's just so stressful. Okay, that's what I got in. Where am I? Come on.
I love it. I love it. And guys, we love hearing from you. Please check us out on our social medias. You can find us everywhere at 10K Dollar Day. You can also email us anytime. We love hearing from you there too at 10kdollarday@gmail.com. So check that out. We mentioned our Patreon. Check that out too. We also love hearing about your happies. What makes you happy? If something happened to you or you had an experience with someone else, we're going to tell you our happies right now. And I'm going to start because I have a really cute story that happened today and it made me so happy. And I think you're going to love it too. So this morning I took Hannah to the orthodontist. Can you believe it? We're already starting that process. And afterwards I went through the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts and we're sitting in the drive-thru and we pull up and the lady starts taking another order as we're waiting on her headset. And Hannah goes, how does she know that another car just pulled up? And I said, well, why don't you ask her? And she goes, oh, okay. So she goes to hand us her food and she goes, excuse me, how do you know that a car pulled up? This young lady's face lit up like a freaking Christmas tree. She goes, oh, I mean, I bet no one's ever asked her that in the drive-thru. And she was so excited to tell Hannah all about her job. And she said, well, what happens is when there's a sensor out there and when someone pulls up, I get a little ding in my ear. And she goes, then I push this button and she goes, oh, I just got one. Listen. And then she pushes it and she goes, hi, welcome to Dunkin'. Would you like to try our something, something, something? And then she pushed it again and she goes, and now I can talk back to you because I put them on mute as they're talking. Like, and Hannah's face, she was smiling so big and she was like, isn't that cool? And she's like, yeah. And then as soon as we drove away, Hannah was like, I like that job a lot. And that lady, so not, like, they just had the best conversation. And I thought it was the cutest, most sweet, innocent, lovely thing. And I bet that lady was telling everyone that she got to explain her drive-thru job. And it was so cute. And it made me very happy.
That is really cool. I wonder if that'll be like Hannah's first job, like her high school job.
You know? She loved it. I was like, that's amazing.
You know, like I remember when I got my first job in college and I was doing retail and I loved the cash register.
Yeah. Like, of course.
It just took me back to being a kid and like playing pretend cash register. And literally my favorite part of the job was ringing people up.
That's amazing. I know. I loved it too. We always played that. Yeah.
Yeah. My happy is that, Allison, the show I'm doing right now, I don't have to do my hair. They do it for me.
What do you mean they do it for you?
I'm so thankful because you know I'm terrible at hair and I put it in rollers. They taught me how because I didn't know how. I put it in rollers and then I go into the hair room at my time and they make it really pretty. Oh
my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I never have to like be responsible for doing the finished product on my hair, which, you know, like it's strange because when you're an actor, you also have to do all these other life things that I'm like, but hair, I don't know how to do hair. And they're always like, oh, make it really ornate and this and blank, blah, blah, blah.
That's so cool.
Yes. I'm so, so thankful. Like I need the world to hear me. I am so thankful that that's is amazing. Happening.
Yay.
I'm also really thankful that I literally, as we're talking, I just got the email for my rehearsal today.
Woo-hoo.
I am not cold
at all
until 150.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Enjoy the rest of your day, you guys. Lulu's gonna enjoy her day. And you know who we enjoy? All the people that help put this podcast together. This podcast is produced by Andrea Canny, intro by Stan Collins, 10K Jingle by Rockwell and Rose, the vintage 10K Saturday episode voiceover by Charlie Hume. Thanks as always to Buzzsprout. And we're going to end this podcast so that Lulu can go enjoy her day like we end all the other podcasts with friends like us. She's gone, guys. She's gone. Yeah.